If you've read my book, The Financial Red Pill, you know that the best way to use a rewards card is to use it on purchases and bills you were already going to buy and pay for. That way, you get cash back on your normal living expenses. But what if there was a credit card that pays you cash back in crypto? Not only are you getting cash back for paying your living expenses, but you're getting it back in an asset that is appreciating and still has a long way to go before it's at its peak. Motley Fool recently conducted a study that says there are 50 million Americans that don't own Bitcoin yet, but want to. What's holding them back is knowledge and understanding. They will gain that in time. You want to get ahead of them by getting invested now and own as much Bitcoin as you can. And a great way to own more Bitcoin is to use the BlockFi credit card. It allows you to earn up to 1.5% back in Bitcoin on every purchase, no matter what you're buying or what you're paying for. BlockFi Rewards Visa Signature Credit Card. See if you're pre-approved with no impact to your credit score, no annual fee, and no foreign transaction fees. Earn more of the best performing asset of the last decade. Get yours today at reinventideal.com/credit. That's reinventideal.com/credit. Available to U.S. residents and qualified states.
You're listening to Reinvent Ideal, dating and life advice for men.
So you're struggling though, you need some help?
The wisdom you need when you're depressed and no one cares because you're not a chick.
Well, we're all enjoying our day. We're gonna lose 12 men to suicide today.
Your weekly red pill prescription.
It's a place for unguarded conversations to investigate with a council of men the riddles of life.
With Cairo Copeland.
Today I'm gonna answer two listener emails.
First one, I misplaced it, but I remember exactly what it said here, is that last episode I mentioned sexual intelligence, and this listener was emailing to ask me to define what sexual intelligence is. And the other listener here, whose email I do have, he really helps kind of further the question here. It says, "Dear Cairo, I'm having the most difficult time getting my insatiable horniness under control. Whenever I see a pretty girl, I can't stop looking at her and thinking about her. I stand around near her trying not to be creepy, but also don't have the courage to talk to her. I know that my horniness is really off-putting and comes out in my vibes. Women can feel it off of me, that I'm easily seduced by their beauty and really badly want to bang them even though I don't say anything or act perverted. But even worse, some women pick up on it and use it to their advantage, asking me to do things for them and buy things for them. It's really costing me a fortune too. Can you help me figure out how to control these urges? Thank you." So here's what I want everybody to understand. Here's how I want you to think about these things here. This is the reason why you've got to get this under control, why you've got to really just stop looking at women altogether, or at least looking at them lustfully. Most women that you see, especially the really pretty ones, you're never going to get to experience, you're never going to get to have, which is fine, there'll be plenty that you do, but you got to understand that beforehand, that a lot of them are going to be just visual pleasure only, just something that's easy on your eyes, and that's all that they're ever going to be on. But what you've got to also understand here is that the more you look at them, the greater you set yourself up for failure, even if you were to one day be successful with them. Think about it like this here. Imagine you're sitting down on TV, you're watching your TV and you're seeing the lottery numbers come up and they announce the winning numbers and they're yours. They announce that you have the winning numbers, the ones you chose, those are the winning numbers. And it's like a big $20 million jackpot. You're going to be incredibly thrilled immediately after the announcement. You're going to be jumping up and down for joy because all of your life's problems up to this point have just been solved. But then imagine for a second, though, that 5 minutes goes by and a news flash comes on the TV again and they say, "Hey, we made a mistake here. The winning lotto numbers are actually this." What happens then? You see, before the winning numbers were announced the first time, you were maybe in a neutral mood. Not ecstatic, but not sad or depressed or angry. Just a neutral mood. But then when they come back the second time and say, "Hey, we were wrong. Those numbers we said the first time, those aren't the correct numbers. These are. And you're not the winner anymore." You don't go back to being in a neutral mood. You become angry, pissed off, maybe even depressed and nihilistic. The same thing goes for when you see a beautiful woman and learn that you can't have her.
You don't go back to being in the neutral mood that you were in before you saw her. You are now in a sad or depressed mood or in a very unpleasant, angry mood. And that's why you gotta stop looking at them, because that's what they're gonna do. When her beauty and her body is all you can think about, you gotta learn to govern your passions because they are your undoing, as Spock says in The Wrath of Khan. But there's also another inclination besides the inner voice that you're hearing all the time, the ruminations, that you got to get your power over. And this voice, it's not so much a voice because it's silent, but it's far more powerful. It uses the forces of biology to control your thoughts, control your feelings. It takes very little to set it off. And the world that we live in is full of triggers. What I'm talking about is your sexual urges, your sex drive, the male biological imperative that says deep down, you must have unlimited access to unlimited sexuality. That is the strongest craving in the world today, is the male craving for unlimited sex. A form of deep intrapersonal intelligence that's not talked about despite the rise in interest for emotional intelligence is what I call sexual intelligence. And to define what that is here, if emotional intelligence is the ability to call into question and control bursting emotions screaming for attention, then sexual intelligence is the ability to do the same for your urges. Now, strange to me that, like, in today's world, everybody's always constantly complaining about grape culture and Me Too and all that shit. There's little said or done to encourage the spread of sexual intelligence and self-control. We're expected to just already have it or figure it out on our own. What nobody realizes is that the way you are born as a male, everything in your biology from your blood to your bones screams at you that you must have this. You must have this woman that you're seeing, this pretty thing in front of you. You must have it. You must touch her everywhere. You must see the rest of her undressed. You must bang her to your heart's content. That's what goes on in the male mind by default. We are not born with self-control. We are not born with the ability to handle those thoughts. We have to learn. But you see, the world doesn't give a flying shit about men, so it doesn't care that you need to learn. They're not going to do anything to help you learn. You got to do this on your own. When the body says you must have her, but then you find out that you cannot have her, maybe she's married, she's taken, or she's just not interested in you, the reaction that that guy is going to experience is like taking drugs away from an addict. You might have seen it yourself in your own life here, like when you see pretty girls get trolled on social media, like she posts a sexy picture of herself, revealing quite a bit of skin and gets the attention of many guys, and some of these pathetic guys are going to send her a DM with the expectation that she posted the picture as an advertisement, like, hey boys, here's something you can have. And then she probably ignores it, or ignores the messages, or gives them a hard reject. And that is where the outburst reaction occurs. Or one similar to what you'd see if you flushed a Vicodin addict's pills down the toilet in front of them. And this does nothing to help gender relations, by the way, that are already hanging by a thread. So you see insults get hurled at her, sometimes even threats. Intentionally or not, she triggered the biological reactions with her sex appeal, getting the guys all riled up. Not blaming her or anything. Not saying that she deserves to be treated like trash. So idiots listening, don't be clipping that saying, oh, Kyra Copeland said this. No, I'm not saying that. But you see, when she turned them down, it's like the rug's pulled out from underneath them. It's like foreplay with no sex to follow. Just narrating what's happening here, not saying any of this is right or wrong. But see, sexual intelligence starts at the very beginning. When you come across the site that you find sexually appealing and your biology is triggered, it's at that moment you gotta start to question the urges and cross-examine them like you would with the inner voice. The sooner you do this, when you see something sexy, the less power it's going to hold over you. And it's not to say that there's anything wrong with your attraction or your sexual arousal. There's absolutely nothing wrong at all with being turned on by beauty. I know that when you're growing up and everything, you're shamed for your sex drive. You're shamed for the excitement and feelings that you get seeing a beautiful woman. Me, I was raised in a very strict religious household, and they seriously force-fed down my throat here that sex itself was wrong, and wanting to have sex was wrong, and you're a frickin' pervert if you even think about it. And in my mother's case, she probably really did believe that, because you see, I was an unplanned pregnancy that she didn't want to have, and, you know, I don't know all the details here, but I'm pretty sure that, like, the sex that I was conceived from might not have been consensual, but, you know, that's not something we need to get into here. But what we gotta understand is that there is nothing wrong with your feelings and your attractions and your arousals, just like there's nothing wrong with your emotions when you're having an emotional reaction to something. When somebody crashes into your car, there's nothing wrong with being angry about it, because, yeah, that's a good reason to be angry. The thing, though, is the purpose and why it exists, emotions and sexual urges, is to control them. Because letting them run wild can lead to more serious problems down the road. Having the ability to cap them early on will also make your sexual experiences more pleasant, because during them, you can release yourself of the mental discipline it takes to restrict arousal. And finally, the greater the control you have over your sex drive, the more irresistible you are to women. Locker room talk, porn addiction, objectification. I mean, these are all things that women complain about, but it's a turnoff to them not because of some puritanical preference, because you see, they're not angels that are holier than thou, like they want you to believe. You see, if anything, their sex drive is pretty bad too. They have one as well, because once you get them started, well, they're going to really get into it. I mean, they have a sexual organ made specifically for pleasure, the clitoris, and it contains more nerve endings than the entirety of the male genitalia. So they may not be as horny as men, but they are a lot more perverted, if not as perverted as men. What I'm getting at, though, is that the reason they're turned off by your lack of control over your urges is because it shows weakness. It's the same reason why they don't like men that are vulnerable and emotional with them. Is the arousal, stimulation, eventual climax, and it all feels wonderful, and it's something that's meant to be enjoyed and not shamed out of existence. But so, too, is other things like eating ice cream. It tastes amazing, and it gives you a full feeling. But indulging in it constantly shows a lack of discipline and self-respect, and it's going to lead to greater consequences down the road. It's going to turn you into a fat, disgusting animal. Instead of delayed gratification, it gives you a delayed disaster that will later blow up in your face. And this is something that was meant to be enjoyed in moderation, or within certain contexts, like celebrating something. And the same can be said about overindulging in sexual behavior, constantly gazing on sexually arousing visuals and endless masturbatory sessions are going to burn out the dopamine receptors in the brain and numb the nerve endings in the genitals. And this will then make future sexual activity less enjoyable and future arousal more difficult to achieve. I tell you, the guys that are really addicted to porn and have been addicted to it for years, they can't even get aroused by stuff that they got aroused by a year ago. They have to go looking for more and more extreme stuff. And it even leads to the point where they have to look at illegal kinds of pornography in order to get aroused. They have to look at underage stuff and things involving animals in order to get aroused, because they were so addicted and have seen so much regular conventional porn that no longer does it, and they've seen so much of the extreme fetish stuff that no longer does it. Now they gotta look at real extreme stuff. You don't want to be this guy, especially when it comes to real life sexual experiences. Now you got two methods of control, or gaining control, over the urges. One is you act on them so often that you're numb to them. I don't recommend that road, because the point of controlling sexual urges is to have more pleasant sexual experiences in the future. And how can that be achieved if you're numb to arousal? Well, the second method is to slam the brakes on them immediately when you feel the urges. And this is the better of the two methods. It's well known how much satisfaction can come when delayed gratification is finally realized. Now also consider how much satisfaction can be born out of delayed arousal and stimulation. I mean, try it yourself. Go 30 days without touching yourself. 30 days without any kind of jerking off or anything like that. And then see how wonderful it feels to do it on the 31st day. Or even better, see how wonderful it feels having sex after you've gone 30 days without any sexual stimulation at all. I mean, just grazing hands with your woman is going to be enough to get you rock hard in that situation. When the urges arise, you can summon up the help of this defense attorney that lives in your head. You know, the biology is screaming at you, saying, oh, you see that woman over there? She looks amazing. Oh, you got to go get her. You got to go do what you want with her. You know, just stop yourself right there and think, yeah, she's pretty. I like that. But I don't know anything about her. She could be totally psycho. She could be a gold digger. Or she could be a really convincing cross-dressing drag queen that pays great attention to detail. Can you imagine how much trouble you're going to be in if you find out about that too late? This isn't to generalize that all men are sex-crazed pigs on the verge of committing assault at the sight of an appealing woman. But you know how easy it is for your mind to think sexual thoughts. You do it without even trying. If these thoughts are not put in check, they can spiral out of control and haunt you long after the sight of her is gone. Further, these thoughts can bleed into your demeanor, making you extra nervous and unattractive around her. And it's funny how Everything in our biology and body chemistry tells us that we must have the woman in bed, but the cultural conditioning and iron-penned imperatives of society tells you that you should be ashamed of yourself for even thinking that. But then, there's also media messages telling you that you are inadequate if you cannot get it, which causes you to act nervous. But this level of self-control and confidence that gratification will come later is something that women can't help but be attracted to. And some will say this is an impossible discipline to master due to the prevalence of pornography and sexual images everywhere. But do you see the difficulty in the opportunity? Or do you see the opportunity in the difficulty? The easy access to porn and sexual images out here is a good thing because it gives you plenty of opportunities to practice this skill. And here's how you do it. You start by practicing out in private. What you do is find the most arousing porn that you've ever encountered, and while the scene is getting sexier, you just conduct this exercise in your head here of questioning the urges as they arise. And the more that you do this, the more powerful you become. And that way, when you come face to face with a woman that is as sexy as a porn star in person, you have such great control over your urges that there's not a hint of nervousness or discomfort within you. And she's going to notice that. She's used to men fawning all over her, acting like nervous wrecks, or worse yet, blatantly objectifying her. But when you can interact with her like two normal human beings, she'll be fascinated and wonder how you could be so different. And best of all, when you have control of your urges, the sex you do have is far more satisfying. The joy of it comes effortlessly because all you have to do is let down your guard of your urges, and biology does the rest, like a dragon released from its cage and onto the battlefield. Your sensitivity to stimulation is heightened, and the ability to get and stay aroused is intensified. Additionally, she'll be far more comfortable being sexual with you and will show you a side to her that she usually keeps hidden. She's comfortable showing that to you now because she knows you're in control of yourself. She'll dress more scantily around you. She'll touch you more frequently. She may even talk dirtier to you. She knows that your sexual attention is not cheap, so she'll put more effort into these intimate encounters with you. The reinvented man does these exercises not to fall in line with a social imperative, but to enhance his own pleasure later should he manage to end up in bed with that woman. And if he doesn't, he spared himself from great disappointment by not playing a porno movie in his head and making a dream out of it that will never come true. It's about doing what's in his rational, long-term best interest, not about pleasing society. And that is it for us today. Hope this has been helpful for you. If there's something that I can really help you out on, if there's something you're struggling with on your journey down the red pill road, improving and reinventing yourself into the ideal man and living a new ideal life, then send me an email at Cairo@reinventideal.com. That's Cairo@reinventideal.com. And I'll see if I can make an episode out of your question. As always, please remember that the bull gets blocked right here because I am my brother's keeper and I got your back.
Thank you for listening to Reinvent Ideal with Cairo Copeland, your weekly red pill prescription. See more at reinventideal.com.
Decrypting crypto. What if the window of time to become wealthy was running out? Wouldn't you at least want to know? Rockefeller became rich from oil. Carnegie became wealthy from steel. Is there a possibility of mirroring that success with early technological adoption available today? Definitely yes. And cryptocurrencies bring us that opportunity. Whether you're a total beginner that's never invested in digital assets before, or an experienced investor that has started to question whether crypto is worth it, this book will give you all the guidance and wisdom necessary to stay the course for success. Inside, you'll discover why the common criticisms and objections to cryptocurrency investing are wrong, why the price volatility is nothing to worry about, how the naysayers and haters are becoming a smaller minority by the day, and the knowledge you need to remain confident in your investments so you stay the course. Also, how to analyze a cryptocurrency project to determine whether it's a good one or not. Combining easy-to-understand instructions and beginner guidance with advanced concepts and wisdom made understandable, Decrypting Crypto takes you on a hand-in-hand journey to show you why and how it is the powerhouse opportunity of our generation, like the personal computer was for its day. This book can be understood by a complete novice while still remaining informative to a seasoned investor. Get your copy today at reinventideal.com/cryptobook. That's reinventideal.com/cryptobook. Available on Kindle, paperback, and Audible.